So I'm speaking with Rio Davidson of the group Citizens for a Healthy County down in Lincoln County, Oregon. Rio, can you just tell us a little bit about what happened Monday morning? You went into, I guess let me give our listeners some background. After the spray ban was approved by voters in May during the special election, or during the primary election, afterwards, you were sued by Rex Capri and Wakefield Farms down in Lincoln County, and the first court appearance was on Monday. Can you tell us how that went?
Sure. I think it's important to remind folks, too, that who they sued was Lincoln County. And then Lincoln County Community Rights then intervened in this lawsuit. So then, yes, this was the first hearing on the summary judgment for the case there. And it went really well for us, I think. Our lawyer, Ann Nealon, who works with the CELDIF group of lawyers, who's representing Lincoln County Community Rights, she did a wonderful job, you know, representing the people of our county, trying to, you know, stand up to these corporate, I mean, we'll call them corporate aggressors at this point because, you know, here they are, we've outlawed their practice, now they're suing the county trying to overturn that law.
Since the measure has passed, has any of it gone formally into effect?
So there is a lot of confusion about that. You can go to our website, Lincoln County Community Rights, and then go to the court documents. They have the documents there. So there is an injunction against just one sentence of the ordinance. The rest of the ordinance is in full effect since the day that it was ratified.
Which sentence is that?
Well, it was one that during the campaign the opposition used to try to stir up a lot of fear. It was revolving around citizen action regarding the enforcement of the ordinance that allowed direct action in case the government courts did not uphold the will of the people.
What's next in this court case?
Now we're just waiting for a decision from Judge Bockart. And once that decision's made, then we'll see. You know, there's definitely a chance that we might not win this case. And there's also a chance that we can. It's basically the first time really in legal precedent in Oregon that corporations are trying to challenge a voted-in law by local citizens. And, you know, and the reason it's the first time is because we're basing our right around our Oregon Constitution. So the right for the community to make decisions. And so it's a totally different way of looking at environmental law. Instead of having the regulatory agencies that sometimes can be beholden to the corporate interests involved, it's actually the people making local laws that are put into place by vote of the people. And so this is a really big case. I think the judge realizes that. I think she definitely seemed a little nervous, you know, honestly, talking. And, you know, I think she realizes the implications here that, you know, the whole entire system's been set up to stop communities from making decisions to protect their health, safety, and welfare. And, you know, a lot of this case revolves around state preemption. You know, and these preemption laws, you know, they're basically put into place by corporations. You know, if you go on Alex's website, they have a template for a statewide preemption law, right on their website. It looks pretty similar to a lot of laws that have been passed around the country.
And for our listeners, that's ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. And yeah, they do have, they write a lot of model bills that get, from a generally right-wing perspective, that get turned into a lot of state legislation, and a lot of that is available on their website, alec.org. Rio, your group was not the only one to intervene in this case. Carol Van Strum, a resident and a longtime activist on these matters, also intervened on behalf of the Siletz River ecosystem. Has that intervention come into play much, or is that just kind of on the record right now?
Well, unfortunately, the judge did not allow the intervention of the Siletz River ecosystem. That would have been another first time in a U.S. courtroom that the rights of nature were actually recognized. And she wasn't quite ready to make that step, but she did leave it open. It's interesting, if you read her decision there, it's definitely, she leaves it open that that Anne Neelan had a very good argument about why the river should intervene, why the rights of nature should be in place, and how that works in law right now. She had a great argument about that, but the judge felt like the ecosystems argument would be too similar to Lincoln County community rights argument. And there's rules set in place that to intervene, you have to come up with a different, would be a different argument that someone is already in the case. And that's the reason that she wouldn't allow Carol Von Strom and the Thaletz River ecosystem to intervene in this case.
Rio Davidson with the group Lincoln County Community Rights. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Well, thank you very much. And if anybody wants to get involved, they can come find us at our website, LincolnCountyCommunityRights.org. Please get involved. Please sign up. This process is getting started, but, you know, depending on what we hear from the judge, you know, this is probably going to get moved up to a higher court from here. So,
okay.
Stay tuned.
For KBOO Community Radio in Portland, I'm Sam Bowman.